You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Our weird shit week is still going. It's now 2 weeks of weird shit.
I think it's been a year of weird shit.
But somehow we're like 2 months, 2 months in to 2021, and there's just a bunch of weird shit happening, but like weirder than last year. Somehow. Okay.
Such as
Austin Aries signing tinfoil hats and telling fans they can't wear a mask when they meet him. And the Big Show joining AEW and The Miz being the new WWE champion.
I'm okay with that part.
The jury's out.
I'm okay with it. I like The Miz. I mean, I know he's not going to have it very long, but.
Not according to him. He's like, I'm going to have it forever. I'm like, bro, no, you're not. No, you're not. Also, another weird thing, Baron Corbin being eliminated first.
I know, that was kind of sad.
That was like bullshit. Like, what the fuck? How dare you do Wolf Daddy dirty like that? First, Edge takes very unflattering photos of him with no angles. And then he's eliminated first.
They were angles, just not good angles.
Yeah. Can't believe it. Poor guy. And then Randy throwing up chocolate syrup because Alexa's supposedly now controlling a Kukui that possessed. I don't know.
Weird shit.
Weird. It's just weird shit. And that's coming from me.
Well, there's cool weird, then there's weird.
Yeah, and then there's like, girl, you're still fucking around. I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, anyway, let's talk about the big news today. Big Show did the ultimate heel turn and joined AEW.
Does that mean next week he'll be back with WWE? Because we know how he likes to flip back and forth.
I mean, if patterns are to be believed, next week he'll turn face and join New Japan.
Oh
yeah, who knows. But yeah, so I gotta say, I literally looked at that and I was like, news that I didn't really expect.
I mean,
why?
Because they're adding more and more old people. I don't understand.
First off, why? Like,
is he going to be an announcer or something? Didn't they say?
I don't
commentator.
I don't even know. I'm just like, why? Like, why though? Why though?
To get events, I guess.
And that's the funny thing is you have like, we started the week with Tony Khan and Kenny Shimega, fucking Kenny Scumbag, saying, we want to work with the WWE. We think it's possible. Oh my God. And I'm like, no. And then yesterday Mox is like, yeah, that's never going to happen. I'm like, yeah, well, Mox, we all agree with you because it's never going to fucking happen. And then Big Show signs today. For reasons we don't know. Why, I'll never know.
You can't tell me they offered him a lot of money.
They probably did. They're like, you are Netflix superstar, The Big Show.
But they always talk about how they don't have, like, the rumors, they don't have a lot of money left to go around.
And but here's the thing, and I think this is personally what I think is, they probably told Tony Khan's dad, oh my god, he'll bring in fans. And you know what? Tonight it might, because there's gonna be people going, what the fuck happened, right?
But nobody's gonna tune in every week for Big Show.
No.
Big Show's been a bathroom break with WWE for quite a while.
For at least 12 years. Oh. Like, I don't remember the last time I was like, oh man, that Big Show match was a real thriller. Like,
the Mayweather thing was probably the last time he was.
And that was like 10 years ago? Like 10? It's like, yeah, that was a decade ago. Literally. And then like there's some people going like, this is like when he jumped from WCW to WWE. It's the same thing. And I'm like,
no,
but it's not. Like, no. It's not. It's literally like if he came to the WWF. And then, like, jumped right back to WCW as the ship was sinking.
That's not even... he's old. Like, he doesn't... Yes! He's not a player in any of this. It's like...
I don't know why. Like, I'm still just like, why? Like, why? I don't get it.
Oh, and he's not going by Big Show. He's going by his real name, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because WWE owns Big Show.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what his name was, but now I do.
I knew it because everybody's like, oh my god, he's on Netflix, Paul Wright, The Big Show. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't get it. I don't care. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the target audience for this announcement.
Who is?
Exactly. Fucking
you can't tell me even like hardcore AEW fans care,
you know, but no, they do care. You know why? They only care for one reason and one reason alone. Oh my god, they stole him from Vince. Sound about right?
Yeah,
they stole him from Vince. They're really putting one to the WWE. I don't know in what universe, because it's the Big Show. Like, if you stole, like, Andrade, I'd say, okay, yeah, you're putting one to Vince.
No, because Vince doesn't care about Andrade.
True. If they stole... Oh, Vince only cares about Roman, though.
Lesnar. He'd be mad about that.
He would. He'd be pissed. If he stole... Like, who does Vince care about? Not very many people.
Goldberg?
Yeah.
You probably care about that.
Taker. Yeah. I would say Shawn Michaels, but we know Shawn ain't going to leave.
Rick.
True. I was going to say Shawn, but we all know Shawn ain't leaving Hunter.
No.
They'll never leave each other. What are you talking about? Mm-mm. So, yeah, I'm still very confused about this announcement. Like, I'm not certain, like, what the get of this is supposed to be, other than like, fuck you, Vince. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, them sitting there going, oh my god, we have Gallows and Anderson on our show, and now we have Big Show. Like, okay. Like, I, yeah. I don't, I don't know. I don't know where to go.
I don't get it.
And then somebody said, oh my God, what if they're like, what if it's all because Cody has that stupid talent show that's called Go Big Show, and they have Big Show now.
That's true.
But they can't call him Big Show.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what the point of that would be, but I'm like, I don't get it, but, you know.
I mean, I guess technically they could put up the sign advertising that when he's on TV.
Which
I could totally see them doing.
Yeah, I, which at that point I'd be like, wow, but it is Cody, so who knows?
I could see it.
I mean, yeah, of course, I could see Cody doing a lot of shit. I don't know, and I don't watch AEW, so like, I will never know how this plays out other than on Twitter.
People will post stuff.
Yeah. You know, I will be like,
actually, I will make the sacrifice right now. Let's see what's on the AEW. Let's see if they have it on TV.
Doesn't it start at 6?
Three minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. I'll put it over there.
Why are you doing it?
Just curiosity.
Shit, then I'll turn on NXT then. How's that?
AEW. I just want to see it.
I hope it starts out really obnoxious and you turn it off.
Well, I just want to see if they show him.
They're going to be like, look, it's Big Show doing Big Show things.
Well, what's that? Boring everybody to sleep?
Constant heel turns.
Yeah.
Constant heel turns.
Setting the world record for how many turns in one segment.
Yes. Yeah. Just everything's a heel turn. That's all it's going to be. All right, I'm turning on, since she's going to have on AEW, I will have NXT on my television. And we'll go from there. God, can you imagine, like, that, you know what, though? If we started recording on Wednesdays, it would be bad because we would just hate watch it. And everybody would have to listen to us hate watch it.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. Yeah. That's not a good idea.
Exactly.
Although I doubt people that listen to this like it, so.
Even if they do, they probably are like, oh my God, they're so misguided. They're not even real fans because they don't like AEW.
I think that might be true if we had never been fans of it, but we were in the beginning.
Yeah, we were all for it, guys. Like, we were like, oh my God, it's so great. This is awesome. And then, like, we found out some shit, and I'm like, I can't my fucking moral capacity, which is me we're talking about, I and my moral capacity cannot support this. So yeah, and we tried to watch it. I tried when Matt was on.
We watched the first one together, remember?
Yes, we watched it together, and I watched when Matt Hardy showed up. But what have they done with Matt Hardy since? He's not broken, Matt, so there's no reason to watch.
And not to criticize Matt, but he's older too. Like, another older WWE guy they signed, you know? They're just like, sign them all up and shove them in the back.
Hey, TNA, baby. TNA. Remember when
TNA was good for a while, though.
But TNA back when in 2003, TNA, they had Hogan, they had Nash, they had Flair, they had Mick. They had Angle.
Was Sting around then?
Yeah, Sting was there. Bischoff. So, yeah, like, Double J. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically their TNA all over again.
And they were younger at the time.
Oh, yeah, and they were younger. Versions. And now they're here, even older. Yeah, because TNA was 2003, right? Yeah, 2003. So that means, like, that was 18 years ago. And they're still on TV, still doing the same shit. Like,
I'm seeing the opening credits for the first time since the first time I watched it, the first episode.
So, Jen, mm-hmm. what do you think will be the point where the younger talent on AEW realizes that they are being used?
I think they already realized that.
Well, where is Sean Spears? Like, that's what I want to know.
Here's Mox, WWE talent. Let's just count in the first half hour how many people on here are ex-WWE.
You're watching half an hour?
I mean, we're going to be talking for probably, what, 20 more minutes or something? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Let's see.
Okay. I was like, girl, you are making the ultimate sacrifice.
So, Ambrose won.
I miss Ambrose.
I believe the announcer is Justin Roberts. That would be two.
That would be two.
I think it's Justin Roberts. Sounds like Justin Roberts.
Yeah.
Yes. So, two. Oh, Big Show will be here. No, wait a minute.
Jen has to look.
It puts something. What are they saying? Let's see.
I don't know, but I'm watching Scarlett Bordeaux do tarot cards. I'm kind of a little more entertained.
Oh, Dolph's brother.
But he wasn't on TV.
I know, but here he is, yeah.
Dolph's brother.
Let's be honest, got this job because of Dolph.
Well, yeah, like, otherwise nobody knew who the fuck he was.
I'm going to wind it back and hear what they said about the show, because they put a picture of him in the corner, and I didn't understand what they said. Let's see.
God, people are going to hate our opinions on this.
Let's see what they said.
Anyway, while you're doing that, Miz is the new WWE champion. That's right. The Miz is our WWE champion. And he beat our Scottish daddy, Drew McIntyre.
He did. They didn't say when he's going to be on. They just said news broke today that he signed.
Why, though? Anyway, oh God. Okay, totally off topic of The Miz, but Dexter Lumis, I could be wrong, but I get total Nazi vibes. I do. Like, I don't know what it is, but I kind of get just like German Nazi vibes.
It's probably not a good thing to say.
I'm just saying, I get it. Like, I feel like he's gonna just, yeah. I don't like Dexter Lumis, though, so. Anyway, but yeah, The Miz.
Dolph's brother looks just like how Dolph was the cheerleader. He looks just like him. Oh, gosh. I'm happy about The Miz. I know it's not going to last long, but, you know, and like there was a lot of people bitching and complaining. And then I wish I had screenshotted it, but I found where this one person was like, sticking up for him, and they were like, look how hard he's worked, look where he came from, he had a dream to be a wrestler, look how hard he worked, you know, he's consistent, he's there, he shows up, like, he does whatever they ask him to do, like, he deserves it. And he does deserve it. It's been 10 years since he had it, and think about what he did with was Intercontinental title. Like, he made that really relevant again. He did a great job with that. He's good at what he does.
Well, yeah, and I think the thing that people are getting kind of, I don't want to say annoyed, but kind of just like, whatever, is because he has the belt and Miz and Mrs. start in like a month, 2 months.
Do you really think they've never really promoted it before? Like, I don't really feel like that's what it's about.
I mean, who knows?
I don't think Vince cares about Mrs. and Mrs.
Well, it gets about the same ratings as Raw sometimes, so maybe he should. I don't know. So, there's that. I mean, obviously he's going to lose it. I just don't know to who. I mean, some people are saying Bobby Lashley. Mm-hmm. But...
Well, I mean, Monday it's going to be him versus Lashley.
It is. But, like, I don't know if Lashley will win, though. Some people are like, oh my God, what if it's Lashley and Brock at Mania? And I'm like, no.
I would like that.
I
not for the belt, but I would like the match.
Yeah, but it would obviously be for the belt. So I'm like, okay. I mean, if that's where you're going to go with it. But if they keep it on The Miz, then like who do you, oh, that's, yeah, I don't like Dexter Lumis.
Not Bad Bunny.
Watch, they would do it. Watch.
You know, I like him. I think he's, and like, what about the whole thing with Arn coming out and Arn Anderson coming out and saying that you shouldn't bring celebrities on and all this stuff. And they just had Shaq and Snoop Dogg on AEW.
Hypocrites. All of them.
He's like, unless they're true fans. Okay.
They're the biggest fucking hypocrites I know. So like, I'm not surprised that Arn would say something like that because he's fucking brainwashed. So I mean, you know, whatever.
Bad Bunny's merch sold good.
Well, yeah, it's because all of the fangirls for Bad Bunny were like, oh my God, we have to have it.
I like him.
I want Cardi.
Well, I like Bad Bunny.
Okay, I'll say right now, Bad Bunny. Okay, fine. Give us Cardi, though.
She doesn't want to. She said she was just joking.
We'd rather have Cardi. Just saying.
I don't know that the guys would. There's not a lot of guys that are big Cardi fans, you know.
All the female fans that I know are like, where's Cardi?
Oh no, I'd be down with it.
Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. But I mean, in a way, if Arn wasn't a hypocrite, I would agree with him though, because I'm not a big fan of like, let's trot out all these celebrities.
Well, I'm not either, but he's one to talk.
Exactly. But like if he wasn't a hypocrite, I totally agree with him. But he's a hypocrite. Like I'm not going to sit here and be like, "Yeah, let's trot out fucking like what remember when Raw had like the guest host mm-hmm. all the time? Like that stuff was bullshit." But like I think the whole celebrity thing, at least in the WWE, is because Vince knows that he can't book a fucking show that people like and everybody's fucking mad. And he's like, well, I gotta give you her somehow. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mox is still cutting a promo. Okay, move along.
I love Mox, but not in AEW.
I don't like him with chest hair.
Well, he's gonna be a father. He thinks he has to look like a father instead of daddy.
Looks like a father. I don't know, like a father bear or something. I don't know. I don't like it.
Jen, I love how like he's a father, not a daddy anymore. I mean, some men can pull off both. Like Wolf Daddy, he could pull off both. He's a father and a daddy.
True.
Which there is a difference. Anyway. So, like, our Austin Aries,
mm-hmm.
let's talk. So, Austin Aries, I will say this show used to be really pro Austin Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now going to say we regret this position in life. Man, he's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, he, as you know, is a vegan, very unapologetically vegan. And if you eat meat, he doesn't want to talk to you. And he hates your guts if you eat meat. Then, he is a COVID denier. He thinks that the COVID virus is no big deal. And that everybody's living in fear and we're all sheep. And we need to realize that if you eat healthy and you exercise like him, you will not get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's like marathon runners who obviously ate healthy and exercised and they got it and died. But we're not talking about that because Austin Aries says if you are a vegan and you exercise, you will not get COVID. And then he thinks anybody who wears a mask, which this show, again, is very wear your fucking mask. Like we've said that a million times. But Mr. Austin Aries doesn't want you to wear a mask. He thinks you are a sheep if you wear a mask.
I mean, here's my thing with that, okay? I don't know how much that it helps. But if there is even a slight chance, if everybody wore their mask, that we could go back to normal, why not just wear it?
Like, see, and that's my thing is, like, I think I might keep wearing it. Like, flu season after this, I think I might just keep wearing it. Because, like,
people probably will.
I haven't gotten sick.
Right.
Since COVID, I haven't gotten sick. Knock on wood. Well, you, that's, we don't know what that was.
We don't. But other than that, I haven't got, like, I'm sneezing right now. I have allergies, but, like, I haven't gotten a cold or, like, sinus infection, nothing like that.
The flu, haven't gotten that. Yeah. So, like, I'm going to keep wearing a mask. If anything Japan has taught me, just wear the mask. Like, they're never sick. So. But, you know, the thing is with the mask, obviously, depending on what mask you wear, it's not going to stop you from getting it. If, I mean, because some people wear a mask and they don't understand that, like, if they touch the front of their mask and then take their mask off and then touch their face after that and not wash their hands or, like, sanitize or anything.
Our count's up to four. They just showed Anderson and Gallows.
Okay.
Four. Oh, JR, five.
We're still kind of upset with Gallows and Anderson, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But and Jade Snake, six. Okay.
I'm just saying we're going to let that position be known as we're still upset with them. Like, I get it. Gallows, I get it. Like, you and I are very similar. I mean, I don't know how much money they gave you, though. Me, on the other hand, they could back up the truck and I'd just be like, no. It's the principle of the matter, right?
Right.
So, anyway, Austin Aries, COVID denier, has having a meet and greet in the next couple weeks. I don't know when it is, but he's put out an announcement saying that he wants you to not wear a mask. He will not meet and greet you. He will not sign your whatever the fuck you bring to meet Austin Aries, which if you're trying to meet Austin Aries, what the fuck? Anyway, he will not sign your shit if you wear a mask.
Well, that was after he bitched on the plane. He got on a plane. Where were they? Where was he coming from? Somewhere where you had to be screened to get on the plane. So he had passed to everybody, he says, for the plane ride had tested negative. And he's like, why are we having to wear masks? Blah, blah, blah. First of all, even if you tested negative, you still could have it.
Yes.
Either you had a false negative or you got it since you got the test.
Yeah, like, because they say you have to get it within a week of traveling, right?
3 days is in some places.
Yeah. I know, like, a majority of, like, the airlines, at least. The airlines are saying, yeah, it's within the week. Because some of the results are taking longer for some reason. So they say you have a week to get it. So you're telling me that if you tested, say you tested 5 days before your flight, get your results and it's negative. What if you catch it the day after you test?
What if you caught it that morning?
Exactly. Like,
it's not a big deal. Just wear it. Don't bitch. They don't have to let you on the plane. That's what people don't understand. Private companies, businesses that you go into, they don't have to let you come there.
Exactly. Like, fucking Cheeto McCheeto Puff and Twitter. It's a private company. You don't, they could kick, literally anybody could kick anybody off of anything. Mm-hmm. If it's a private company.
Yep.
Like,
we're up to 10 on the WWE, guys. I've seen. Jesus. Oh, 11. Christ. 11. There's Taz. 11.
11. Mm-hmm. It's only been like 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on with Austin Aries. Some people are saying maybe a CTE. I just think he's a fucking weirdo. So, again, our stance has changed. We are not pro-Austin Aries. We haven't been for a while.
Mm-mm.
No. Also, Taya Trinidad, a.k.a. Zelina Vega, you upgraded. Girl, you upgraded. She goes from Austin Aries to Aleister Black. I'm like, okay, how do you do such a thing? I need advice on how to do this. Anyway. So, yeah. Austin Aries. Anyway, Elimination Chamber. Some things impressed me, some didn't.
I mean, overall, I didn't think it was bad.
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it was very blah. It was blah. Like, it had to happen, and it happened. And they put some stuff in it. So here's the bad thing. I had Daniel Bryan winning it, right? And then after we recorded, I said, oh my God, it's going to be Cesaro. So then on my little digital scorecard thing where you can put your predictions in and you get points and shit. I actually might start one of those for our podcast because it's actually kind of cool. I like it. Like, you have a scorecard and you put in your predictions and then you can go against like your friends, basically. Yes. And it's for everything. Like, you could do New Japan, AEW, Impact. Yeah. So we might do that. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about it. Anyway. So. Jen had me change my mind and say, it's going to be Cesaro. It's for sure Cesaro. Like, it's for sure Cesaro. Because I said, oh, it's Daniel Bryan or Cesaro. And I was like, right, it's going to be Daniel Bryan. And I'm like, oh, so then she sold me on Cesaro. So I put Cesaro.
I mean, and it did make him look good until the end.
It did. Yes. And then afterwards, the second he was eliminated, I was like, I should have just put Daniel Bryan. God damn it. Anyway, as we said earlier, the biggest farce of it all was that Wolf Daddy didn't get a chance. And he cut his lip. Right. Yeah. So but you remember it was right after Sammy got in, he grabbed Baron and like threw him into the pod a couple times. Mm-hmm. I guess his lip hit the metal.
Oh, and, Jericho, like, 12.
Sorry. And like his lip on like right here by his gum cut open.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So he cut his lip open. Poor guy. So Baron just couldn't win. He couldn't win. We love Sammy Wow Wow though, because him in that pod was the best thing ever. For me though, I think, you know, I liked it, but God. What?
Young Bucks.
Just turn it off. Just turn it off. You guys, this is one of the times I wish we had video for this, because Jen's face is how I feel whenever anybody talks about the Young Bucks.
Matt's got a long silver earring in his ear and a beard and a mustache and sunglasses on and a man bun, like a big man bun.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Ew. Dexter Lumis just won.
Well, your view is better than mine.
No, really. Dexter Lumis is really freaking me out because he's all like red and like veiny. Anyway, so basically, yeah, the other thing that pissed me off is right after the chamber match. So right after Daniel Bryan wins, they have Roman come out and just starts. Like, I thought it was going to be one of those situations where it's like, oh, okay, like we're going to have the chamber. And then at the end of the night, we would have Roman face Daniel Bryan. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh no, they did it right after.
Yeah. That was kind of bullshit.
It was kind of bullshit,
but it helped make Daniel not look weak. I mean, he had just went through all that stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, then the Lacey match was canceled, so I'm assuming her ego is Prego.
Yep,
her ego is Prego. And then Keith Lee Keith Lee was he's injured and was not in the match.
Is he though?
Some people are saying he has COVID. Some people are saying he's injured.
Some people are saying Vince is pissed at him.
Yeah, I've heard that. Which I don't know why. I mean, it's Vince, so who fucking knows? Yeah. So then Matt Riddle wins. And then Matt Riddle went on a promo on Monday talking about how he named the eagle on the belt Travis. And I honestly was lost. I was like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And I was like, you know what my first thought was though? I was like, remember when the bruiserweights were a thing? And then like they were actually funny and it was a good team and everybody laughed and everybody liked them. And now there's Matt Riddle talking about Air Bud and how he's naming an eagle Travis.
I mean, it's him.
Yeah. I guess. So yeah, I just thought everything was just blah. Everything was blah. I wasn't like, I get where they were going. I get what they were trying to do, but it was just meh. Anyway. The one thing I really liked on Raw, because you know how Raw is lately, it's a pain in the ass. That promo with Charlotte and Rick.
It was good.
It was good. That was probably one of the...
True.
It was very true. I think that's probably why it was so good. Because it was real. So. Yeah. Yeah, I you could tell like the emotion on Rick's face was like authentic, which I don't, no offense, I love Ric Flair. Ric Flair is in my top 10, like it, literally top 5 even of like greatest of all time. But I feel like we don't really ever get to see him be authentic. You know, like have that kind of, he's usually Nature Boy. Nature Boy is very different. And I feel like the other night it was way more authentic to see him.
Right. That's true.
And I kind of want to see more authentic Rick.
I bet he's going home for a while. I bet they were like, listen,
good
COVID exposure city, like go home.
Well, but here's the thing is like either that or he's going to get vaccinated. Because he's old enough.
Yeah.
He's old enough. My grandma's getting her second one tomorrow. So, there you go. So, we'll see. I mean, he's probably going to go get vaccinated and then he'll go drink at a bar somewhere. I don't know. But I think it's a good thing. I think it is a good thing for him to just, he shouldn't have been out in the first place. That's my opinion on it. But also speaking of Charlotte, Asuka lost a tooth.
Really?
When Charlotte accidentally booted her in the face, Asuka lost her bottom front tooth.
Oh no.
I was like, no wonder she looked so upset afterwards. I was like, wow, she's such a good actress. And I was like, oh, because her tooth. She's like this, and I'm like, oh, her tooth. Her tooth was gone. Okay. Man.
That's bad.
There goes her tooth. And but you know what it reminded me of? When Sheamus kicked Jeff Hardy right in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That was good. Anyway, you know what, though? I kind of think they're building up for Asuka and Charlotte.
Yeah. Mania.
And I kind of want Asuka to be the heel. Hmm. I want, hey Vince, if you're listening, I want Kana, bring Kana back.
He's like, who?
He's like, what? What's Kana? It's like, hey, you know, like Bray is the fiend. Kana is the fiend in Asuka verse. God, Kana's so good. bring her back. She could wrestle a Miro, a fucking Suzuki. Come on. Please. But yeah. So there's that. I kind of feel like we're getting more of a picture of what the matches for Mania are going to be. Because obviously they made it official. It's going to be Edge versus Roman, which I think all of us knew was going to be it. I kind of feel like Finn's going to be on the card.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it'll be Finn. Somebody said it'll be a fatal four-way. Finn, Adam, Pete, and Kyle. Which, fuck yes.
It'll be good.
Sign me up. Also, Rhea Ripley is coming to Raw.
Which that won't be good.
I don't know. I thought she would go to SmackDown. But I could see why they need her on Raw, though. Because Raw's women's division needs an overhaul. Like, bad. I think she'll be good, though. I mean, because she kind of was on the main roster already. You know? Like, when she was going against Charlotte. So, and then, of course, when they had the NXT invasion, she was there, too. So, you know, I think she'll do well. I don't think it'll be, like, terrible. And I think Vince actually really likes her. So, that'll definitely help matters. But you know who else is going to get a big injection in the NXT roster?
Yeah.
One of my favorite people are coming to NXT, and her name is Taya Valkyrie. I'm so excited about this. I really thought she'd go straight to SmackDown, though, but that's okay. I can't wait to see her. I love Taya. Taya is amazing, and I love her. And she's going to be with her hubby.
That's true.
And I hope that means that he leaves The Miz. Johnny's never been a follower, and that's why. Like, I feel like Johnny's a follower right now, and I don't feel like he's ever.
Their bromance.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not saying they have to break up. Be like the New Day. Like, you know, you're going your separate ways. Everybody else is getting a shot, but like, you are going to go make it on your own. On your own. And now Taya will be there too. Either that or bring Maryse back, and I want to see Maryse and Taya get like really kind of pissy with each other, because you know Taya'd put her in her place. She would. I fucking love Taya. But yeah, so that's exciting, obviously. But the other night I was flipping through channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Ring of Honor.
Oh.
Yes. I was watching Ring of Honor. Oh, Bunny's on AEW. I don't know if you're still watching it, but Bunny's there.
Oh, is she on the outside somewhere?
She's somewhere, yeah. Anyway, that's another one. We need to, you know what? If we're going to do this whole Impact AEW bullshit, can we at least get Rosemary to confront Bunny?
Same point.
Because Rosemary has a lot to say. Anyway. But I watched Ring of Honor. And I think it was a good thing because it was like a good match for me to land on because it was Vinny Marsaglia and Mike Bennett. I was like, I love them both.
Huh.
I really like Vinny Marsaglia. Like, he's probably been one of my favorites in Ring of Honor as of late. Probably Brody King, Danhausen, Vinny Marsaglia, Mike Bennett. And then, of course, Jay Briscoe. Because, you know, Jen.
He's just perfect.
He's a perfect man. Ugh. I feel like they're leading up to Jay and Mark against each other.
I hope so.
And we all know who's gonna win that.
I like it better when they're not together.
And we all know who's gonna win that.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent Jen the promo the other day that they did. They looked cute.
What is this?
Is it another gender reveal?
No, it's some kind of a video package. Oh, it's Sting, I think.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Sting driving through the desert, carrying a body behind. Oh, it's carrying.
Oh, that's, is it a Darby?
Yeah.
Or somebody? I don't know.
It's Darby.
But yeah, Jen, Jay Briscoe, I'm looking at the video right now. He's looking very, very Jay Briscoe.
Mm-hmm.
So. Also, there was a tweet the other day that says, buy me flowers and choke me, daddy. And I was like, that's my best friend. That was my first thought. I was like, oh my God, it's Jen. Did she write this?
I do like flowers.
And somebody put underneath it, this seems oddly specific. I'm like, it does. Because I just think about my best friend.
Oh my God, is he carrying him out in a body bag everywhere? I'm so confused.
Jen watching AEW.
This is weird. And there's like snow falling all around.
But isn't it the desert?
Well, now they're in the stadium. Oh, and then here comes Darby on a zip line.
This sounds skateboard. Like the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty stupid.
This seems weird. Guys, I honestly want to get us a Patreon, even though I don't think anybody would listen. And I really think a good series we could do is we watch one episode of AEW and just tell y'all what we think. Like, we'll be the commentators. But, like, we can call it the honest commentary.
It would be like a casual watching AEW because we don't watch it. So it would be like...
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Is like, we know everybody, though. And, like, we know...
I don't know who everybody is. I don't know who some of these people are.
Well, I would know most of them, but only by, like, what they did when they weren't working at AEW. I'd be like, oh, hey, this person's from this promotion that's not AEW. So, yeah. Yeah, maybe that's something we'll do. We'll do an episode where we watch AEW and give the honest commentary. Because I feel like our commentary will be better.
Like, is there an AEW highlight reel? Because that's what we should watch.
Like a highlight?
It's like the best of the best. And then we're watching it and we're like, yeah, no.
I'm like, is that supposed to be best? Like, what the fuck? Anyway. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Unless something happens on NXT tonight.
This is a good place to end right here. Because it weird. Is.
She's weird, getting weirded out. I'm getting thirsty. I need to go get a drink.
I need to pee and take a shower.
For once, I've already eaten.
Yeah.
I know. It's a miracle. But yes. Yes. I feel like this is a good place to end. Next week, I'm sure there's going to be some more weird shit to talk about.
Well, we got plenty of time next week because I don't know when I can do it yet. So maybe later in the week.
We'll see because Jen is going on an excursion.
So we'll see.
We'll see, guys. But it'll eventually happen. Maybe there. I'll keep a notebook of weird shit that happens. And as I've been doing because Austin Aries was in the notebook. So...
Not like the movie, The Notebook.
No, my Golden Girls notebook of weird shit that happens in wrestling. Because, like, I found that I have to just keep writing down shit through the week or else I'm going to forget. Like, I'm sure there was shit I forgot about.
Right.
So, also, just a reminder, if you already have Peacock, cancel your network or else they're going to charge you for the network in March. Mm. So, I just canceled mine, so.
I have Peacock.
Well, then you'll have the network for free. Yep. Unless you want to pay $5 more to get ad free, which I don't even care. So whatever. Anyway, guys, cancel your network if you already have Peacock. We're coming up on Fastlane already.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, couple weeks we got. Hopefully Wolf Daddy get some vengeance for what happened to him. Yeah. Feel like that's it for this week.
That's it.
Jen's going to turn off AEW.
I am, and take a shower.
Yes. And then I'm going to keep watching NXT because I watch NXT anyway. So with that, we must bid you adieu. Bye.
Bye.